Driving Rural Prosperity. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
If the rural parts of Tennessee thrive and prosper, we know that all of Tennessee will thrive and prosper.
And that's a fact that State Director of USDA's Rural Development, Jim Tracy, knows all too well. And recently, the federal agency, through the USDA Community Facilities Funds, helped to build a youth center in Meigs County. Stephanie Ho has more.
USDA's Community Facilities Program is investing nearly $12 million in projects in 17 states, including helping establish a youth center in Decatur, Tennessee.
These young people can come in after school. They'll have computers there. They've got classrooms there. They can have separate classes where they can learn about different things. So it's a great facility.
Jim Tracy is the Rural Development State Director for Tennessee. He says the project involved a combination of loans and grants totaling nearly $500,000.
And this was used to purchase a building for the use as a Boys and Girls Club.
He says more than 200 children will be using the facility.
This is a small county in Tennessee, and it is the only facility like that probably within a 30 or 40 mile radius, I would guess.
More than 100 types of projects in rural areas with fewer than 20,000 people are eligible for community facilities funding. This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Jim Tracy says this past fiscal year, USDA's rural development funded projects here in Tennessee with more than $1.4 million in grants, including a workforce development project in West Tennessee.
We just awarded a big grant in four counties in West Tennessee, Perry, Henderson, Chester, and Decatur County. It's a $250,000 grant in those four counties for workforce development. Those are the kind of things that we're doing across the state to improve economic prosperity.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.